The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN125.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Shell Shack on Washington. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Let's talk about Frank Reich's decision, because almost to a person, all I've heard is what a horrible decision it was. If I'm the Colts, I still feel like, okay, the only way that we don't tie the game if we don't get it is if the Texans get 20 yards on a pass play on first down and then kick the field goal.
How would you feel if O'Brien had done exactly that?
Well, I kind of think the Texans were in a different spot. You're about to go 0-4 or at best 0-3-1. I think I'd like it better.
I think maybe I do too.
Because 0-3-1 is not going to help.
Do you think the Astros are going back to the World Series?
I'm
going to
take whoever wins between them and the Indians.
I think that's where I'm at.
I think that's the toughest matchup for them. I think it wouldn't shock me if this goes 3-1.
This was before today's games. A's plus 1,800. Colorado and New York both plus 1,000. Cleveland plus 900. Astros plus 325. Or Red Sox plus 300.
If you said, I'll give you $100 to bet one of those two, I'd take the Astros.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. Once again, it's flying by. 713-780-ESPN's your number if you want to text the show. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. And if you missed the first 2 hours, lots of good stuff, lots of football today, as you might expect. All available on podcastarena.com. And if I may, just a second to talk about sportsmap.com.
Which, please do.
Another record month, and we crushed our last month. And I don't know if it's because people like reading about the Texans struggling or what, but the site's really exploded. I want to thank everybody for making that part of your day. And a lot of great stuff on there today. There'll be a lot of great stuff tomorrow, including, and Tommy just asking, what are your thoughts on the Red Wings this season? All available in tomorrow's NHL preview, which will hit at 7 a.m. So for everybody who asks me hockey questions, I hope
you'll get them tomorrow.
I go through every single team and with details, more details on some than others, but I think there are 10 teams that can win the Stanley Cup this year.
Okay.
So that's how I break it down. It's all available. It'll be available tomorrow. So check it out. And then if you have questions, just hit me up on Twitter. But that way, you know, it's a cool way to talk about something that is not going to register with most of our listeners. But for the listeners who love it, they can go to it. And Palillo's got videos up every day. Joel's got videos up every day. We've got all kinds of kick-ass Cowboys, Texans stuff covered. We got all kinds of kick-ass Astros playoff stuff coming, so OU Texas. We got everything covered on the site. So check it out at sportsmap.com. And if you haven't followed us on Twitter, please do. It's at sportsmaphou. By the way, my daughter says she hates you.
What?
yeah. Anyway, man, I
one less person you have to worry about.
That's true. That is true. What's that old joke about if you have a son, you only have to worry about one penis?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's pretty much where it is. Man, I have my friggin' dryer broke again. It's like the second time now. And it's only like 9 years old, but I think I'm gonna have to buy a new one. But it's like it won't heat, right? It works, it's fine, but it gets no heat to it. And so I did everything. I dove around the back and tried to fix it and did the YouTube thing and nothing worked. So now I got to wait to get that fixed, which means tomorrow I'm going to have to go back to that damn washateria, which I hate because it's the only place I've ever gone where homeless guys ask you for money in a business. And it's like I've got change, so I feel bad, but then I always try to tell them, no, I only brought enough to dry my damn clothes. So, I don't know what the hell's going on. Mm. Say, everything breaks at once when you buy a place. So,
sorry to hear that.
Hey, you want to talk some college football?
Yeah.
Or did you have something else you want to
do? No, I was actually hoping we talk some college football.
Yeah, because a lot of fun stuff over the weekend. And
I feel like this was the first weekend in college football where I actually, like, I didn't lose money, and I didn't spend all Saturday shuffling money around. Like, I finally actually had a winning Saturday.
I did not.
Where I actually just killed it.
I did not. I was colder than all my exes combined. It was brutal. But let's go through some of the games. Georgia beats Tennessee 38-12. Georgia's for real. I don't think there's any doubt about them. And
with Clemson having newfound quarterback issues, I'll move Georgia back up to number two in my power rankings.
I almost punched a ticket on Syracuse because I've been real impressed by them, and it's just like, I think with the quarterback change.
I was scared to go against Clemson.
Yeah, and of course, he goes out early. Now, apparently he's practicing today, and he'll be fine. But that's almost the ultimate bleep you. It's like, okay, our senior backup is transferring, and he goes down in the first half. Yep. But Clemson wins, and
we didn't get to talk about this one before you get into those other ones. The U.
Yeah. Easy cover.
Easy cover
Nikosi
on Thursday
Perry,
night.
Since they put – I mean, that guy's playing really well, and so they're 4-1. And North Carolina's just a trash heap. And Clemson gets the win. But I think you got to start downgrading them a little bit, don't you?
Well, unless we come back next week and everything's hunky-dory with quarterback. I mean, I think they're – I've been saying all along, without that guy, they're a different team. They're not a – they're not even a playoff team without him.
But the thing is, I think the A&M win is still a good win at Kyle Field. But in general, they need Lawrence to be healthy to have any kind of chance. And I just right now I'd take Georgia over him. I might take Ohio State over him, even though Ohio State struggled to win at Penn State and got. And you want to talk about getting lucky with some coaching decisions? Because Franklin. As much as you want to criticize Reich, Franklin had a really bad day.
Yeah, not a good. But at least he was like came out and was like, you know what, I blew this.
Yeah.
Opposite of Frank Reich, who was like, I'll do that again and again and again.
Yeah, I think in that situation, you gotta just put the ball in McSorley's hands and let him do something. I mean, because he did it all game, whether it was running or passing. LSU takes care of Ole Miss. Ole Miss continues to sort of unravel, and I still don't know what LSU is.
We'll know in 2 weeks.
Yeah, but. I think they're a hell of a lot better than I gave them credit for.
No doubt. And, I'm still not crazy about Joe Burrow, but Ed Orgeron's a ballsy dude.
Yeah.
He's taking chances, and which is, I think that it's easier for him to be a ballsy dude when there were zero expectations for your team.
Yeah.
You know, so it's easy for him to be like, you know what, we're just going for things.
But and Burrow – who was throwing, about 49% for most of the season.
Yeah.
Actually had a really quality passing game for a change. And this team's really good. There's no question. They've always had talent, but I'll give Orgeron credit. I'm always skeptical of him, but he's getting a lot out of him, and they're sitting at 5-0.
Unfortunately, they still have that run of Georgia, Mississippi State, Alabama all in a row.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, they are they're scary.
Oklahoma over Baylor, 66-33. Kyler Murray, monster game. And Oklahoma with a nice tune-up for Texas.
Yeah, here's the thing about Oklahoma. We talk about the warts on Clemson, the warts on Ohio State. Oklahoma's entire defense is a wart. They are bad on one side of the ball. And that's going to – eventually it's going to catch up with them. I don't know when it'll be. I know Tom Herman's very good as an underdog. Yeah. But I don't know if Texas has the kind of offense that is gonna beat them. But Oklahoma's offense is as good as anybody's, but their defense can be had any day of the week.
And you know, that game, that's the one thing about Texas-Oklahoma. It really doesn't matter if one team's good and one team's awful. In this case, neither team's awful.
Yeah.
And I could see that going anyway. Notre Dame, since the quarterback change, my goodness. And I know you said Stanford was phony. And I know you thought Notre Dame was a little bit phony, too, but they're a much better team with Bach at quarterback.
Yeah, no doubt they're better. And you know, their schedule's starting to get to the point where, man, when are you seeing the loss happening? And I don't know if there's one there. I mean, this weekend might be the best chance for one with Virginia Tech. And if they hold off Virginia Tech, Pitt, Navy, Northwestern, Florida State, Syracuse, USC. And I hate to break it to everyone out there, but if Notre Dame runs the table, they're in the playoff.
Well, and
whatever you think of their schedule,
they're in
the playoff.
I saw something earlier today. They're going to be favored every game the rest of the way.
Yeah.
So I think there's a good chance that they're in the playoff. Auburn over.
They're still Notre Dame. I could still see them.
Well, yeah,
blowing
I mean,
it.
Yeah, they have some game against Navy or somebody where they just don't show up.
Yeah, I that wouldn't shock me in the least. Or at USC or something like that. Or really at Virginia Tech, who I think is maybe now a little bit undervalued because of the shocking Old Dominion loss. But
yeah, I think USC is the one at USC because that's a different team
at home.
Yeah. Auburn 24-13 over Southern Miss. Not exactly the game you would expect Auburn to put on Southern Miss, but hey, they get by it. They're 4-1 now. They're not that impressive, frankly.
No, I'm with you.
You know, and we were talking about this earlier. I've been expecting Washington to take off on somebody. I needed it to be not this week. I was all over BYU plus 17, and that game was never in doubt. I mean, Washington up 21-0 at the halftime. Jake Browning had a huge game. He was 23-25.
They were up 35-0 when they basically called the dogs off.
Yeah, and I wish they'd called the dogs off when it was 21-0. But thanks for not, you know, thanks for that. But yeah, that game I was just wrong about. I like Washington a lot. I think they're going to get better and better as the season goes on. I just wish it hadn't been this week. West Virginia over Texas Tech, 42-34. Will Greer with another big game. Tech's freshman gets hurt, and I think that had a lot to do with it. But you know, West Virginia just quietly piling up the wins.
West Virginia is going to be 7-0. Their next three games: Kansas, Iowa State, Baylor, and then they get to the point where you know they're backloaded with Texas, TCU, Oak State, Oklahoma. But I mean, they'll probably be a top 10 team by then. So West Virginia is for real. They're a legitimate offensive team. I got a little bit lucky on this game. I had the over. And pick six city helped me out there. But,
amazing.
Yeah, pretty wild game. And even, I mean, the final score looks close, 42-34, but it was really never in doubt.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and keep doing this. But right now I got to tell you about Lions Poker Palace. And, guys, I was out there twice last week. I'm going to try to get out there this week as well. 6134 Richmond Avenue. You can't miss it. It's just past Dave and Buster's. And this place is a palace, man. And that's why the name is perfect, because I feel like I'm in a casino when I'm in there, whether it's sitting at the table, even the bathrooms. I mean, it is a casino-quality place. It is fantastic. They've got everything you could possibly want in terms of games. If you like tournaments, they got four a day, including that noon sit-and-go, which is the one I like to play. And basically $100 buy-in, you get 10,000 in chips, and that thing's over in about an hour and a half to 2 hours, and it's so much fun to play. They've got cash games everywhere. George and Najib run such a great room, and I'm telling you, if you haven't been there, go check it out. You're going to love it.
Tournaments 7 days a week now, and you know they had tournaments when we were with them the first time, but they're running tournaments nonstop nowadays. 13 tables now. A ton of TVs, all whatever sports you want to watch, they'll put it on for you. They guaranteed me that they would put it on for you. Follow them on Facebook for tournaments and events, and you'll find them at 6134 Richmond Avenue. You go there, mention you heard about them on ESPN, get your first 3 hours of play for free. That's 6134 Richmond Avenue for Lions Poker Palace.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Shell Shack on Washington. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Shell Shack. Come on out, man. This is a really cool place. It's at Washington and Taylor, so very easy to find. Got a nice upstairs with a nice patio outside, one different downstairs as well, but the outside patio is really nice, and we're about to get to patio weather. So great place to hang out. Really enjoyed the food. I've only had the grilled shrimp, but I will say high praise of that. Voldemort had the boiled shrimp. Thumbs up. Good. All right, so check it out. Drink specials, and we'll be out Thursday at Bombshells on Fuquay, and Friday we're supposed to be in Beaumont at Luke's. It just depends on what the Astros schedule is, because we'll have the Astros on 97.5 and 94.1. So we are only on 97.5 today, but we'll welcome in 94.1 as soon as this baseball game is over. It's in the ninth now. So, and a lot of people giving me tips on how to fix the dryer. I've tried most of those things. But I'm not the most handy person in the world. The wife's actually more handy than I am, but she's so busy with work right now, I could probably disappear for 3 days and she wouldn't notice. So, which maybe I'll do. All right, let's get back to the college football, because we did not finish going through the top 25 and then some other games of interest. We were on UCF just continues to destroy teams. They beat Pittsburgh. Not that Pittsburgh's any good, but at least it's a Power 5 team.
Yeah, I've got people say, oh, UCF, they could still make the playoff. No, they can't make the playoff. Their schedule won't allow them to make the playoff. They'll be
– I think the only way is – well, I mean, I think the Pac-12 is probably going to eat itself alive. And I think it all comes down to what happens in the Big 12, because if you wind up with a 2 or 3 loss champion in the Big 12, which I don't think Oklahoma's going to lose more than 2 games –
you know what happens then? Let's just say they do.
Notre Dame's getting in there.
Notre Dame gets in, and there's probably going to be 2 teams from the SEC before there's Central Florida.
And Ohio State.
Yeah, so, I don't.
But, I mean, a lot has to go their way. It's not impossible, but it's not likely.
Yeah, I just don't see it happen. I don't think their schedule warrants them getting into the playoff.
They're not
either.
Going to have that win over a Power 5 school that you can look at and say, wow. And Pittsburgh doesn't count.
And North Carolina, their other road game, and North Carolina is horrible. But it would have been another road game against a Power 5 team. That game got canceled.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just don't see what – and who knows, they may lose to Memphis. I'm not willing to count all these chickens yet. But
I don't know what Memphis is, but and I don't know that even unless UH runs the table from here, which I don't think is going to happen because they play at Memphis and at Navy, and you have a one-loss UH team that's ranked, then maybe that gives you a good win. But I don't think they've got enough. And I still think they can be had, and I think, you know, because that conference, while it's not up there with the big boys, it's not an easy conference.
It's not. It's a good conference.
You've got South Florida, and I mean, you've got teams that can beat you, but those wins won't help you.
But
how's that?
You agree that if you want to get into the playoff, you've got to have a win on your resume that says, "Damn."
Yeah.
Like, if you're one of these teams that doesn't play in a Power 5 conference, you need at least one win on your schedule that make people open their eyes and go, oh, boy, they are willing to play.
Like UH did against Oklahoma and Louisville in the same year.
Exactly.
You do that, and
had UH run the table that year, by all means, put them in, because they've proven now they can be on the field with the best teams in the country and beat them. UH, unfortunately, didn't run the table.
No.
Central Florida, even if they run the table, you're not showing me that you're ready to play.
Right.
You're ready to play with Alabama? Come on.
Yeah. Although, I have to say, this is a lot more talented team than I think people realize, because they haven't had a chance to play somebody where you can actually match them up and say,
that's fair.
Oh. And, you know, you can throw Auburn at me from the bowl game last year, and I'll just say,
it's a bowl game.
It's a bowl game. It doesn't mean anything. It meant nothing to Auburn. There's a reason why I bet UCF as hard as I did in that game. Michigan has to rally to beat Northwestern. This one's another one that hurt me, because I really thought Michigan was going to house these guys. They played like garbage.
Yeah, I kind of thought they would too, and I was surprised that Shea Patterson struggled the way – it wasn't really a struggle. They just didn't open up the offense at any point.
Yeah.
Everything was sort of dink and dunk, and they didn't look like they wanted to blow them out. And, it's a road win in the Big Ten, so Michigan will take it. But, yeah, not many style points for them.
Not very sexy. Kentucky stays unbeaten. They take down South Carolina. I think we both thought South Carolina
was the play there. This was an L for me for sure. And I actually had a really good number on South Carolina because I was +1.5. And it wasn't even close to mattering. Kentucky's good. They continue to surprise me. I thought all season long Georgia was the cream of the crop in the SEC East, and I thought South Carolina was a solid 2.
Yeah.
Clearly, Kentucky is that number 2 team in that division.
All right. Texas, we talked about a little bit earlier, went in and beat Kansas State 19-14. They did what they needed to do.
Offensive touchdown.
Yeah, but you know what? They're up 19-0 at the half. It looks like they're going to run away with it in Kansas State, which is not good. I mean, let's be honest. Kansas State is not the Bill Snyder Kansas State we're used to seeing, but they hung around. If you're Texas, you got the win. Just get out of there with the win. Get ready for the next one. Oregon beats Cal 42-24. Man, that Stanford game
that's going to haunt them
is going to wind up haunting them.
Because Oregon legitimately could be – playing Washington for the right to go to the playoff. I don't see another loss on – I mean, Oregon and Washington play in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But I don't see another loss after that game. So if they were to beat Washington and then run the table, I mean, you're talking about losing that game that they really had no business losing. It was a bad beat for me. It'd be even a worse beat for them at that point because that's brutal. With this quarterback, with Herbert, they can beat anybody. Yeah. I mean, they've got
anybody not named Alabama.
Yeah, probably not. But they've got a legit superstar quarterback, and man, that loss is going to hurt them long term.
Michigan State beats Central Michigan and doesn't look good doing it.
Yeah, Central Michigan's not good.
Virginia Tech bounces back with a nice win at Duke.
Yep,
and that they needed that after that disaster against Old Dominion. Backup quarterback too, and they still got it done. And then remember when we thought Mississippi State was good?
My goodness. How about back-to-back weeks losing to teams that you would have thought they had no business losing to? But I guess that's the Mullen Bowl, right?
Yeah.
It was intense, but, yeah, good for Florida. But, yeah, to me it's more of a head-scratcher of what's going on in Mississippi State. Where they were looking really good, and now they're just kind of off the map. And Florida, looking back at, you know, they lost to Kentucky at home.
Yeah.
Or they'd be unbeaten right now.
With LSU coming up.
Yeah.
It's already going to be a really good game. But and then Aggie beats Arkansas 24-17. Did not see that one coming. I really thought Aggie would run them out.
They should, but you can also see it being a letdown spot for them. You know, they played Clemson. They played Alabama. This point of the season, you feel like this is the worst team they've got left on their schedule, probably Arkansas, and they just kind of let their guard down. And Jimbo said as much. You know, he said this was the worst game they've played all year, and he was right. Luckily, it was against one of the worst teams they'll see all year, so they were able to still walk out of there with a win.
Jimbo catching a lot of grief for grabbing the face mask. I got to tell you, that doesn't bother me.
No, I don't care about that. If the player cares about it, that's a different story.
Yeah, and he said he didn't, and it's – and I know it's different now than even when you were playing. I mean, hell, I got my girlfriend's mask grabbed more than I got laid in high school. I mean, it's just one of those things. I mean, I know everything's changed. You can't do stuff like that. Hell, I had a coach once. I fumbled a ball, and he was a former college player. He was like 2 years removed from college. And basically, I had to take the football, and he would we'd line up 5 yards from each other with everybody surrounding us, and I had to run it 26 times without fumbling with him tackling me. And he was a big dude, and I didn't fumble, but, you know, I'm sorry. I think it's kind of wussy to complain about stuff like that.
I'm with you.
But you know what? We're old.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah. But don't old people complain about more stuff? No, that's young people, huh?
Apparently.
I think everybody complains. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, it's just we complain about different things.
Yeah.
But, hey, guys, I have to tell you, if you want to get involved in investing and you don't want to spend a lot of money and you want to do something that's easy and designed just for you, well, Robinhood has you covered. The app is fantastic. And I've been using this now. Almost a year, I think, I've been on Robinhood. I'm on it long before they ever started advertising with us. It's a great app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, cryptos, all commission-free. That's the best part. Yeah, you go to a brokerage, you're going to charge up to $10 for every trade, but they don't charge commission fees. Trade the stocks, keep all of your profits. And the cool thing is, man, if you just want to dip your toe in the water here, not spend a ton of money and just kind of figure out, hey, what am I going to do here if I want to invest? Well, it's designed for that. You know, it's not just for the riches. It's for everybody. And you can discover new stocks. You can track your favorite companies. And it's a good way to learn what you're doing while hopefully getting a little money out of it. They've got custom notifications for price movement, so you never miss the right moment to invest. I get on every day and check mine and see where we are. And it's just an amazing app, and I love it. Robinhood's going to give listeners a free stock. How about this? Apple, Ford, Sprint, just to help you get your portfolio started. So sign up at faour.robinhood.com. That's faour.robinhood.com, and make your money start working for you.
Now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Shell Shack on Washington. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Shell Shack. Please come check this place out. I hope we get out here again because I want to try more of the food. Todd and Mrs. Todd say that the food's really good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they got like the whole thing there, crab legs and anything that used to be swimming, I think, is on their plate over there. All right, before we – well, you know what? Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. Let's
– the Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, AJ, where do you come down on breastfeeding in public?
None of my business.
Okay. Because a lot of times people get upset about that.
I mean, oh. So, sorry to offend you with boobs. Like,
yeah,
you really got me worked up. Like, for me, it's not like it's not sexy or anything.
No, not unless you said, hey, baby, move aside.
But I'm also I've never been offended by someone showing too much breast in public. Like, I've never been like, oh, my gosh, she really needs to cover up. That's too much cleavage. No. Who says that? What kind of dude are you?
I found women complain about it more, cause like, especially ones that are anti-breastfeeding.
Because those chicks probably are all dried up and can't have kids.
Well, basically there's an advertisement in England for...
British. That's a different story. Come on.
Well, you don't want to see any British breasts?
I don't know about that.
I don't want to see British teeth. Let's just say that. But basically there's a new advertisement for what they call a silent breast pump. Fortunately, it has sparked outrage on social media, with people slamming it as strange and distasteful. Here's what women do not want to be compared to. Cows. The
dudes don't want to be compared to pigs or dogs, but women have been doing that for years.
Well,
if
yeah.
we want to call
That's
women
like every day for me.
If we want to call women heifers, we will call them heifers.
Well, apparently the advertisement
if
says
if we want to call them milk boxes, we'll call them milk boxes. We do what we want around
That's
here.
That's kind of what they did. Said breast pumping shouldn't make you feel like a dairy cow. That's the advertisement.
Okay.
Introducing the pump, the world's
kind of should, but
first silent wearable breast pump. Cut those cords and sing along. These are not udders; they're my boobs. That's the advertisement.
Well, I mean, they've got a real good marketing strategy.
There's a song too, where women are dancing around. Yes, I milk myself, but you don't see no tail. In case you hadn't noticed, these are not udders; they're my boobs. The chorus goes, pump it out, pump it out. I'm feeding them babies. Pump it out, I'm milking my ladies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe they are onto something.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to kind of hear the song now.
Yeah, let's get that jingle, John.
Yeah,
pull that
John,
up.
See if you can find that. Because, what's that?
What's it called?
It's an advertisement by for a company called Elvie. And it's on there. Well, if you go and look on the rundown, it's the top thing on Gym of the Day. You could probably find it there. So I'm just kind of curious. I want to hear this song now. Pump it out. Pump it out. And breastfeeding shouldn't make you feel like a dairy cow. Brr. Yeah. Oh, man. People said it was distasteful. Because
are you allowed to moo at women who publicly breastfeed?
I think that's a great idea.
I'm going to start doing that from now on. I'm going to be like, listen, ma'am, I support your right to breastfeed your baby in public, but...
Are you calling me a heifer?
No, ma'am. You like to feed your baby publicly? I've got no problem with that. I like to moo publicly. What's the big deal? Let's live and let live.
One person wrote on the Facebook page, strange and distasteful advertisement considering the horrors of the daily dairy industry and what beautiful cows have to endure for human consumption of their milk, not to mention the killing of the male calves. Huh? I think we call those steers. We kill steers, right? They can't reproduce. We eat them. What's the problem?
Right.
Oh, well.
I've got no problem with it.
John, did you find the song? Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're probably not going to be able to do it before the end of the show. But that was your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. Everybody seemed to like the Gym of the Day.
You got a round of applause.
It's the Gym of the Day. Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Oh, boy. Utterly ridiculous, yeah.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Yep. All right, so we'll have a dumbass report when we come back. But any thoughts on the game tonight before we get to that? Because I know we have
I tend to think the Broncos can cover. I'd like it better when it was earlier in the week when it was 5.
Yeah.
But I'm that 3.5. I may end up on that tonight. I'm not 100% sure yet, but that's the way I'm leaning.
I think I'm more interested in the over because I still think that I do think the Broncos are going to have a pretty good offensive game tonight because the Chiefs defense is so bad. But right now the Chiefs offense is just a machine, and as impressive as the Rams were the other night, the Chiefs have been every bit as impressive. So. That one I'd like to see. And it's funny because you were talking about the two teams that have given up more points than the Bengals.
Uh-huh.
The Raiders and the
Chargers.
Both of them played the Rams.
Yeah.
And I think that skewers it a little bit.
That's an adjustment.
Yeah. So, but I do think that it's going to be a fun game. I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually just going to sit back and watch. And I might bet the over. I haven't decided. I'm just happy that I managed to – manage my losses enough yesterday so that it wasn't painful. And I may just sit out and get ready for next week because I've already looked at some lines and I'm...
Dude, there's some lines from the NFL particularly for next week, the look-ahead lines. I'm like, are you kidding me? Colts plus 10.5 at Patriots?
Yeah.
I'll take the Colts.
I think the Colts can score enough to cover that. And again, that's another overreaction to what the Patriots just did to the Dolphins, which I think... There was every indication that was going to happen.
It's moved to 3 now, but you get even money at 3. Baltimore minus 3 at Cleveland. I'll take the Ravens.
I don't mind that at all.
What were the other ones?
Tennessee's only minus 3.
Tennessee's only minus 3.5 at Buffalo. Atlanta's plus 3 at Pittsburgh. Boy,
what's the over on that?
57.5.
That might be too much even for me.
Yeah. Here's the other one that I was perplexed by. Arizona plus 4 at San Francisco.
At C.J. Beathard?
I saw some good things out of Josh Rosen.
I did.
I'll take the Cardinals there.
Yeah,
we've already discussed the Houston opening up at 3.5.
Yeah.
Oh, here's the other crazy one. Minnesota plus 3 at Philly. Hmm. I mean, who's been more impressive so far?
Neither one, really. I mean, that the Minnesota defense was so bad the other night.
They played the Rams.
Yeah, but
– doesn't even count. We're counting that as a free square. You play the Rams, they score 100 points on you. Big deal.
They also gave up 24 to the Bills on the first half.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm a little worried about their defense right now, but especially at home, I think, Philadelphia should play better. I do worry about – well, Vikings should be able to take advantage of that secondary, that's for sure.
Yeah.
What's the over on that? That'd be the number.
Over is 44.5.
Oh, give me all of that. Give me every bit of that over. Yeah. That might be my play right now.
What do we have here, John?
Dirt Free.
No Aubrey, you say? Well, I'll just have to tell you about Dirt Free myself, guys. Your floors and upholstery, they took a beating over the summer when your kids were out of school. You can take advantage of Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning's fall special. Three rooms of carpet or tile cleaned for $100, and they're going to throw in a free speed dry. Nowadays, people want that lighter colored fabric. That's what's in, but you got to keep them clean or they look beat up. Get Dirt-Free Carpet's fall special. Three rooms of carpet or tile cleaned for $100 and a free speed dry. Go chemical-free with Dirt-Free Carpet. They're not using soaps. They're not using the unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing it for 30 years with the best technology in the game. Cleaning your upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell me you heard it here, and you'll get three rooms of carpet cleaned for just $100. It's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
Is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMath 94.1.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Carboctoberfest, the last weekend coming up. Quaker City Nighthawks, the Texas Gentlemen, Jack Ingram, Bruce Robinson, John Bauman, all playing this week, and you can see them all. Thursday through Saturday is the music. The events are going to be going on through Sunday, though. The free beer garden festivities start at 5 o'clock every night, Thursday through Saturday, noon on Sunday. Like ceremonial keg tappings of Carboctoberfest, live traditional German bands, men and women stein hoisting competitions, paid admission to the Carbock music tent, $10 on Thursdays and Fridays, $20 on Saturdays. For the complete lineup and ticket information, visit carbockbrewing.com/carboctoberfest2018 or do it the simple way. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and find out all the details there. Eric, the head brewer, will be on with us tomorrow. Because we'll be in studio then. But when you're out and about this week, pick up your favorite Carbock beer or just ask your bartender to please make it a Carbock.
I'm a pumper, I'm a feeder, but I'm a human female. Yes, I milk myself, but you don't see no tail. So why should I be stuck using big old wires and tubes? In case you hadn't noticed, these are no others than my boobs. Pump it out, pump it out, I'm feeding them babies. Pump it out, I'm milking my ladies. I'm dancing circles round you, I always got this cream. Forget the milkman, I'm the milk magician, I'm the mother dairy queen. And it doesn't even
what do you mean, go ahead?
I want to listen to this.
Jamming out. She just called herself the Dairy Queen.
And you didn't even know.
Oh, yeah. Break it down.
Yeah.
Pump it out, pump it out.
Whip it out.
No, it's pump it out, not whip it out.
Oh, I thought it said whip it out, whip it out. I'm feeding a baby.
No, you can't milk that. That's not going to work.
I'm milking my ladies.
All right. That so has to find a place on the show now.
Yeah, that should be our theme song, probably. That gives Jim of the Day song a run for its money. I'm not going to lie.
It gives Rebecca Black a run for its money. That might be a Friday breastfeeding song. I don't know. Hey, guys, we're calling until we can't walk. Join ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1, and it's a Houston thing. Saturday, October 20th, in the first annual Houston Sports Pub Crawl. It's going to be the biggest group of Houston sports fans repping their team or teams while hitting the hottest pubs, bars, and restaurants downtown on Main Street. Get in now before prices go up. It's just $20, but you'll cash in because it comes with a limited edition Houston Sports Be Someone shirt, pub crawl, wristband, cup and koozie, and $3 drinks. Tickets are available now at htxpubcrawls.com. Hurry before the prices go up. Also, want to thank Shell Shack for having us out here. I hope they'll have us again. Very cool place. Great food. Come check it out. Washington and Taylor. All right, let's do the dumbass report.
Let's do it. How about a Florida wedding story?
Oh, of course.
Those are always good. Brian and Jennifer Butler were having themselves their dream wedding.
Okay.
They had their cake. They had their first dance. And then maid of honor Amanda Willis, pictured here,
yes,
started drinking.
Oh.
She was a mess, says one of the guests. She drank almost a whole entire bottle of Fireball.
Oh.
She was drunk within 20 minutes to half an hour. Willis started asking people for their keys, according to those in attendance. She just went up to the best man, grabbed his keys out of his pocket, and jumped in the car. Willis backed out and almost hit the best man, Brian's brother, who grabbed onto the car. She took off, and his feet were dragging across the ground. He had to hit the e-brake. Guest wrestled her out of the car. She went back inside, grabbed up the big bottle of Captain Morgan, and just started guzzling it. Jeez. At that point, she got extra aggressive and violent. One of the guests said, as soon as I turned around, she came up and cracked me upside the face. She faces charges of larceny, battery, grand theft of a motor vehicle, and violation of probation. Although they don't say what she was on probation for. You know, it makes me feel like my wedding was lame because my wife's maid of honor wasn't even on probation. Like, what kind of party were we really having? You know
what was
saying?
Her name again?
Amanda Willis.
Oh, never mind. I was hoping her name was Edith. Because then you could have your cake and Edith, too.
Oh, no. Thank God her name wasn't Edith, Fred. That would have been horrible.
I know. It would have been awful.
Hey, you know, for the biggest problem people have had lately with the Catholic Church is, like, they've somehow avoided all the hashtag Me Too stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's not okay to grope women, but it's okay to grope small children to some people.
Do more than that, apparently.
Like, so there's priests who have been accused and have actually been found guilty of doing this who still are employed by the Catholic Church. Well, I found out out what it takes to get fired by the Catholic Church.
Okay.
Keith Kozak was a minister at Cleveland State University, and he got fired for liking a post on Facebook.
Okay.
The friend's post, which he liked that post, as well as a 2017 post at another friend's same-sex wedding, and that triggered the termination.
Oh, really?
So if you like posts about same-sex marriages, you're fired.
But if you sex little kids, you're
not. That's a gray area. So I don't know all the rules, but what I do know is if you're a Catholic priest, you are not allowed to like photos of same-sex marriages on Facebook, for sure. If you are having hot pot and you find a sanitary pad in your hot pot, you'd be disturbed, right?
Yeah, that's not exactly.
Well,
I'm not going to say that.
It's now her story is being viewed with a bit of skepticism after it was revealed that she discovered another maxi pad while drinking or while dining at another hot pot restaurant the following day. What are the odds that two different hot pot restaurants use feminine hygiene products as an ingredient?
Same chick?
Same chick.
She planted them.
Of course she did.
Yep.
So now she's like been trying to, you know, scam these restaurant owners. Not going to work. Not going to work. Nobody uses maxi pads in hot pot anymore. I'm a pumper, I'm a
feeder, but I'm a human female. I love this. All right. And that was your dumbass report. That's going to wrap it up. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, Voldemort. Great job, AJ. Man, this show flew by. I really want to thank Shell Shack for having us out here. Great place. come and check it out if you didn't make it today. And we'll be back in studio tomorrow, so we'll take your calls. Till then, stay sporty, bitches.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.